Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the fifth parak of Maseches Shavuos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph and Parak Hey Mishnah Beis. Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph is going to be discussing a situation where regarding certain fruits that they actually emerge on the tree during Shemitah, during the seventh year, but they only ripen later on. They don't ripen during Shemitah. They only ripen either the next year, perhaps the second year after Shemitah. And the question therefore begs, does such fruit have the status of being Shemitah fruit? Is there Kedusha? Is there holiness to those fruits or not? After all, they didn't ripen during the seventh year. They only ripened later on, but they emerged on the tree during the sixth, seventh year, and therefore perhaps they do have a level of Kedusha. Says the Mishnah, Benos Shuach, when it comes to this, these white figs, Shvius Shalahen Shnia, says the Mishnah, their Shemitah takes place during the second year. So you have Shemitah, which is the seventh year. But then the first year and the second year is how long it takes, as the Mishnah is about to say, for them to ripen. Shehein osos l'shaloshanim. Because these white figs, these benos shuach, they take 3 years to ripen. And therefore, they have Kedusha. They emerged during the sixth, during the seventh year. They're ripe during the second year, the following second year. Therefore, they say the Tanakhama have Kedusha. Shvi'is are holy and have to be treated as such, like the fruits of Shemitah. Even though they didn't ripen during the seventh year, they emerged during the seventh year. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha parsios, when it comes to parsios, which is also like a type of fig, shviyas shelen motzei shviyas, their shviyas, their shemitah, says Rabbi Yehuda, is the first year, the year after Shemitah, when the cycle resets. These parsios, they take also, shein osos l'shtei shanim, it takes for them 2 years to ripen, and therefore, even though they didn't ripen during Shemitah, they emerged during Shemitah, they became ripe by the following year. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, they become obligated in all of the halachos of Kedusha Shviyas during the year after Shemitah, because they became ripe in that year, and they emerged the previous year during Shemitah. Finishes off the Mishnah, Amru Lau Vei Vichacham Vitanakama, responded to Rabbi Yehuda and said, Lo Amru Ella Benos Shuach. The only time, says the Chachamim, that we care about a fruit that emerged during the seventh year and ripened during the following year is regarding Benos Shuach, is regarding these white figs. Only then do we give them Kedusha, even if they ripen after Shemitah. However, when it comes to any fruit, the parsios, these types of figs, and anything else, the only time that a fruit has level of Kedusha Shviyas is if they ripen during Shemitah. I don't care when they ripen after Shemitah, I don't care when they emerge. It's all about when they ripen, when it comes to any other fruit, except for the Benos Shuach, except for these white figs. Okay, now we're going to continue with Parak Hey Mishnah Beis, and the next four Mishnahs are going to be discussing the halachos of the luf, which is like a type of an onion that they would often bury in the ground in order to preserve for the future, to save it for the future. They would bury these onions in the ground. Now the Chacham came along and said they don't want people burying these onions in the ground during Shemitah, because it looks like you're cultivating the ground, it looks like you're working the ground by burying these onions in the ground. It's not such an activity that one should be doing during Shemitah. However, our Mishnah now is going to give us a few exceptions and conditions for when you might be allowed to bury the luf, to bury this onion in the ground during Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Hatomen es haluf b'shviz, if a person wants to bury the luf, the onion, during the Shemitah year, Rabbi Meir says, Lo yifchos misasayim ad gova shlosh tefachim v'tafach afar al gabav. There are three conditions, says Rabbi Meir, that are required in order for you to be allowed to bury this onion during Shemitah. Condition number one is that lo yifchos misasayim, that you can't have less than 2 sa, which is 12 kav of the onions there. You have to have at least 12 kav of onions in the ground. Ad gova shlosh tefachim, and they must be piled up to be at least 3 tvachim high. Because usually, if you're going to plant these onions, you would scatter them around, you wouldn't pile them on top of each other. And therefore, if you're piling them up in 3 tvachim, then in piles of 3 tvachim, then it's clear that you're not planting, but rather you are storing. And the third condition is, v'tefach afar al gabav, you got to have a tefach of dirt on top of them. Normally, you'd have a thin layer of dirt on top of them, as the Bartonura points out, but once you have a full tefach of dirt, then it's clear that you're simply storing them and that you're not looking to plant them. Those are the three conditions that Rebbe Meir gives us for how you can store these loaves, store these onions during Shemitah. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, there are four conditions, and even some of those conditions the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Meir. Number one, Lo Yivchos Me'arbas Kavin. You don't have to, you can't have less than four kav of loaf. So while Rebbe Meir said you have to have at least 12 kav, the Chachamim are a little bit more lenient, a little bit more makel, and they say you have to have less. You can't have less than four kav. But if you have six kav, according to the Rabbi Meir, that would not be allowed. But according to the Chachamim, that would be allowed because it's more than four. Ad gova tefach, and says the Chachamim that you would be allowed to store these onions if you have a pile of one tefach. You don't need three tefachim piles, but one tefach of a pile works. And again, that's unlike our mayor says that you need three tefachim piles. The tefach afar al gabav, and then this third condition, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir, and he says that you do need that tefach above it to again demonstrate and show that you're looking to store these onions, not to plant them during Shemitah. But then the Chachamim add one final condition to allow you to store these onions during Shemitah, says the Mishnah, v'tomno bimkom drisas adam, you must bury them in a place where people tend to walk, where people are walking around, because normally if you're looking to plant them, you're certainly not going to plant them in a place where people walk. You're going to ruin a garden, right? If you ever see a person's garden, you're not going to walk in the garden because you're going to ruin everything that's planting there. So says the Chacham, if you are planting a loaf, it must be in a place where people tend to walk. So again, demonstrate that you're simply storing them there and not planting them there during Shemitah. And as the Bartonura points out, we follow the Chachamim regarding these four conditions when you want to plant a loaf during Shemitah. When you want to store a loaf, rather, during Shemitah. Quick review, Perakei Mishnah Aleph discussed the situation of regarding fruit that emerges during on the tree during Shemitah, but only ripens afterwards. The case of the Tanakam was the Benos Shuach of these white figs, and we said that they tend to take 3 years to actually ripen, and therefore they emerge during Shemitah. They ripen during the second year after Shemitah. Therefore, during the second year, that's their Shemitah, when they have Kedusha Shvias. Rabbi Huda adds that according to him, the Parsios, another type of fig as well, same thing, but it's the following year. It takes 2 years to ripen, and therefore the following year, the first year after Shemitah, they also have a level of Kedusha Shvias. But as the Mishnah points out, the Chachamim ultimately hold, and we paskin like the Tanakam and not like Rabbi Yehuda, that the only time that we care about when the fruit emerges is when it comes to these Benos Shuach. Otherwise, what matters is when they ripen. If they ripen during Shemitah, then they have level of Kedushas Shvias, and if they don't ripen during Shemitah, then they do not have holiness, and they are regular fruits, even if they emerge during Shemitah. Perek Hei Mishnah Beis discussed the case of the loaf of the onion, and Rabbi Meir and the Chacham had a machlokas regarding the conditions. When can you put this onion in the ground to store it? Even though some might think that it looks like you're planting it, Rabbi Meir says that you have to plant at least 12 kav, there have to be 3 tefachim of piles there, and you have to have dirt on top. 3 conditions, tefach of dirt. And the Chachamim say that you have to have at least 4 kav of the onions, you have to have only 1 tefach of a pile, and you have to have that tefach of dirt on top to again demonstrate and show that you're simply looking to store it and not plant it. And then the Chachamim added one additional condition to say that you must store them in a place where people tend to walk, again to show and demonstrate that you're not looking to plant them, but you're simply looking to store them there. Have a great day.